The voice you just heard was that of Pete Fornatale, who will be here right after the news with Mona.
And thank you, Pete, for your request that you played for me earlier.
We aim to please, Mona.
They're being good guys this weekend, listeners, so get your requests in. In the news, another Iranian official has been blown away in a bomb blast. It was first thought that the country's chief revolutionary prosecutor had only been slightly injured from the explosion at his office in Tehran.
The first report said that Qudusi had been wounded, rather burned severely in the leg, and was taken to a hospital. Reached by telephone from Beirut, that hospital and a spokesman at that hospital said that Qudusi had later died.
AP correspondent Nick Tatro. 6 days ago, a bomb killed Iran's president and prime minister. Amtrak is saying not to worry about delays if you're catching a train on the Northeast Corridor today. There was a derailment early this morning in Massachusetts of a New York and Washington-bound train from Canada. Three people were slightly injured.
The only traffic on the track where the derailment of the Montrealer occurred this morning is that particular train, and it's a once-a-day train. So there should be no effect on any other Amtrak service during this busy holiday weekend, except for the Montrealer tonight, if we're unable to get the track repaired by the time that those trains would run.
Amtrak spokesman Jim Steiner. Hurricane Emily is moving up the coast, and weather people say we may be feeling the effects of her sometime today indirectly. She is weakening, though. She's around the mid-Atlantic now, moving toward Nova Scotia. So we may get a lot of clouds and wind indirectly from that hurricane. It's not so great outside right now. The Rolling Stones are in rehearsal in Brookfield, Massachusetts, at a recording studio on a former dairy farm. The Stones are reportedly paying something like $1,700 a day for round-the-clock availability of studio engineers, maids, meals, a sauna, a whirlpool, and horseback riding lessons. They're getting geared up for their opener in Philadelphia on the 25th. Word is, though, that the Stones will play some small clubs around the Boston area before they hit Philly. Members of the Turtles, remembering the folk rock explosion of the mid-60s. That's next on Rock Calendar. I'll be back with sports details and the weather forecast right after these words.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Go away from my window. Believe that your own chosen speed.
On September 5th, 1965, It Ain't Me, Babe by the Turtles was in its first week in the U.S. Top 20. Rock Calendar spoke to Mark Volman and Howard Kalin of the Turtles about the record.
We were one of the first, for instances, of what folk rock became out of California. The Byrds get a lot of the notoriety.
They deserve it.
Because they came first. They were older than us. They're still older than us.
Is that for Roger particularly?
I'd seen the Byrds two or three times before the Crossfires got the 12-string guitar and changed their name to the Turtles. Tambourine Man had come out. It had been out maybe two, 3 weeks by the time the two guys out of the audience found us playing 12-string guitar and said, you guys ought to do folk rock.
We're just going to start this little label and call it White Whale Records, and we were going to actually break up when they came and said, why don't you go in? And we said, okay, we'll do three songs. And Howard actually had the idea to do It Ain't Me, Babe.
And this was the time for Dylan.
If ever he had actually the was the only one who had ever heard of Bob Dylan, to tell you the truth. I mean, he brought out the album. We all went, who? you know, he wrote
Jim Reeves. But I had all the Kingston Trio records. That's why I had Bob Dylan. It was just a natural progression.
Well, but see, we were 17 years old when we made It Ain't Me, Babe, and we had no idea in our mind at all that we were jumping on any kind of bandwagon other than we owned a 12-string guitar and could sing harmonies.
It Ain't Me, Babe was in its first week in the U.S. Top 20 on This Day in Rock in 1965. This is Pete Fornital.
There he is, nosing into the news again. In sports, the Yanks and the Mets were winners last night. The Mets 4-1 over the Braves at Shea. Yanks shutting out the Royals 4-0. George Steinbrenner, meantime, may be mollified a bit by that win. Before yesterday's game, he had told an interviewer that he didn't know whether he'd keep Gene Michael on as manager. One surprise upset in the U.S. Open Championship, 17-year-old amateur Andrea Leyland has ousted second-seeded Andrea Yeager. The WNEW-FM Weather Center forecast considerable cloudiness today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy tonight with the low to the mid-60s. And tomorrow, variable cloudiness, high 75 to 80 degrees. So it doesn't look like Hurricane Emily is going to help our problems, only add to them. Outlook for Monday, a mixture of sun and clouds with seasonable temperatures. Skies are cloudy right now in Manhattan, 68% humidity, northeast winds at 7, 20 degrees Celsius, 68 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm Mona Rivera with the news on WNEW-FM, All Request Weekend with Pete Fornital.
And by a fortuitous coincidence.
Oh, two big words.
Thank you. Thank you. You may use them at noon. We have our first request for this band.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. With me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Oh, you'd like to know where was I last night, well, I saw a girl with a bug in her eye, and she's so out of sight. She's my girl, and that's where it was last night, off in a dream. She's my that's where I was last night. I just come back to tell you there's a little bit of heaven underneath the apple tree. Every time I see you with that smile upon your face, there's a little bit there for me. And she's my girl, and that's where it was last night. That's where I was last
by whatever name you call them, Flo and Eddie, Turtles, Howard and Mark, you name it. Over the years, they have consistently provided us with a lot of great music and a lot of laughs, too. A quintet of the Turtles' greatest hits. Happy Together, You Baby, Can I Get to Know You Better, She'd Rather Be With Me, and She's My Girl. 10:20 this Saturday morning at 102.7 Radio in New York. WNEW-FM.
Good friends, tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be low and brown.
Low and brown.
It's been so long. Gee, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Health and happiness. So tonight, let it be all the best. Let there be music, songs from the past, laughter, good food, and the warm crowd. Yes, to good friends, let tonight be special.
Brewed in the USA by the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Great news, America. GMAC and participating GM dealers are extending their 13.8% financing rate through September 23rd. Qualified buyers can finance any new 1981 General Motors car or light-duty truck, including vans, as well as the 1982 J cars, delivered by September 23rd at a low 13.8 annual percentage rate. Save hundreds of dollars with 13.8% GMAC financing at participating Chevy, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, or GMC truck dealers.
Live the sporting life. Live the sporting life. Live the sporting life at Herman's.
Now's the time to save on Herman's store-wide selection of name-brand sports equipment and active wear. Save $10 to $15 on super warm-up suits, just $29.99. Save big on sports shoes by Adidas, Nike, Pony, and others, like golf, tennis, or racquetball. Their biggest golf and racket sports sale of the year is going strong. Selected rackets by Wilson Head and Prince are on sale. Find savings on every 11-piece golf set in stock from Wilson, Lynx, and Spalding, plus big back-to-school sports savings in Herman's store-wide sale. Herman's fall sale makes the end of summer almost worth celebrating, so hurry on in.
Live the sporting life at Herman's.
Herman's, they are sports. Go to Herman's now. Sale ends on Labor Day. We're giving you, the people, what you want this weekend by playing your requests. Well, the Kinks have been giving some of the best rock and roll around for a long time now, and they've recently released a new album titled Give the People What They Want. In honor of the album and the holiday weekend, the band has given WNEW-FM a bunch of Kinks kits, including a copy of their new album, a tour t-shirt, and some other treats. Additionally, we have five Kinks catalogs of the stuff they've recorded on their most recent label, Arista. If you'd like a chance at winning, drop a card to Kinks Kits, care of WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, 10017. Postcards must be postmarked no later than September 7th at midnight. Winners will be chosen at random and notified by mail. A chance for you to win a Kinks kit or catalog of their Arista albums from the best road to rock, 102.7 WNEW-FM.
Into the constant.
By killing the you become a hero in the Muslim world.
Around the dial, FM AM, where are you? You gotta be out there somewhere on the dial, on the dial. Where did you go, Mr. DJ?
Or did they take you up here?
Was it something that you said to the corporation guys upstairs? It wasn't the pressure, it never sounded down. It couldn't be the ratings, you had the best in town. Somehow I'm gonna find you, track you down. Gonna keep on searching around and around and around and around and around.
I've been searching for Was it something that you heard, or something that you saw, that made you lose your mind? Did you lose control? Did you step out of line?
Joint was a rocket, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. Well, it never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Oh, it sounds so sweet. Gotta take me a chance. Rose out of my seat. Just had to dance. Started moving my feet. Well, clapping my hands. Well, the joint started rocking. Going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. Well, it never stopped rocking till it moved down. When the police knocked, both doors flew back, but they kept on rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. Well, they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, they kept on rocking.
26, I gotta keep on dancing till I get my kids. Turn up a 10 on 5. I mean, I didn't know if I was dead or alive. I looked at my watch, turn up a 10:29. I had to hold her hand, she was too holding my hand.
Audience with taste at 102.7, no question about it. That is the Dave Clark Five and their version of Chuck Berry's Reelin' and Rockin'. The Master himself before that with Around and Around, and the Kinks before that, Around and Around the Dial. 26 minutes before 11 o'clock this all-request weekend at WNEW-FM in New York.
What's light?
Feathers.
Yes.
Snow.
Snow?
Snow. Ever been knocked over by a snowflake?
Go on.
Gentle breeze.
Mm.
Love.
That's heavy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amstel Light.
Amstel Light?
Yes, the new imported light beer.
There's no imported light beer.
There is now. Amstel Light. It has only 95 calories. Here, try it.
I'll bet it tastes like too.
Wait till you try it.
Hey, this stuff is delicious.
It's not stuff. It's great imported beer.
Mm.
Even you should be able to taste that.
You're getting forceful.
Well, it's time you knew about Amstel.
I love it when you get forceful.
Oh, that's nice.
It's here. It's a beer with only 95 calories and a great imported taste. That's just right. It's the first light beer sent to us from Europe. It's here and it's Amstel Light.
Imported by Van Munching of New York.
Labor Day weekend is here, and it's about time. Time to have fun, get together with family and friends. Make sure you have enough Kodak film to capture all the good times. The more your story means to you, the more you need Kodak film. Pick up some Kodak film today.
He was the mightiest enemy Rome would ever know. We have no sculptured head, no coin to preserve his image. But we know he was young. We know him as Hannibal, the great Carthaginian who led an army across the barren Alps. 90,000 foot soldiers, 12,000 cavalry, 37 elephants. Mile after hot, burning mile for 1,000 miles until finally they found the green valley of the Po. There Hannibal knelt to drink. Then he spoke.
It's good, but it is not Perrier.
The Roman Empire would feel Hannibal's wrath. There is but one Perrier. It's only natural, cold, crackling, deeply thirst-quenching Perrier. The most refreshing drink under the sun, Perrier. It's only natural.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Hidden treasures, lost cities, great escapes, evil villains, action-packed chases through exotic lands, ancient Egyptian tombs, cold-blooded killers, good versus evil, and the number one hero of the year, Indiana Jones. Raiders of the Lost Ark, for the adventure of your life. From Paramount Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
And it's now playing at a theater near you. Check newspapers. 68 degrees under cloudy skies, humidity 68%. And that is, unfortunately, the story of the weekend. Considerable cloudiness today, high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy, low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness, high 75 to 80. And the long-range outlook for Monday, Labor Day, a mixture of sun and clouds with seasonable temperatures. 23 minutes before 11 o'clock, Pete Fornatel at WNEW-FM in New York. And not surprisingly, this request comes to us from Long Island, Nassau County, to be more specific, the North Shore, even more specific than that.
Oh, I seen the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State laid low. Life went on beyond the Palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left there long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow.
Did you?
requested by Michael of Northern New Jersey, the Buggles, and Video Killed the Radio Star. Before that, as I said, not surprisingly, a request from the North Shore of the Island, Billy Joel, and Both Sides of the live single from the forthcoming live album, Miami 2017, and Say Goodbye to Hollywood. 9 minutes before 11 o'clock this cloudy Saturday morning at WNEW-FM in New York. And the card that I have in front of me obviously had a lot of soul searching that went into it. It is from Christine of Hewitt, New Jersey. And after kicking the idea around and around and around in her brain, she came up with this one under the phrase, "This is a hard choice to make." Well, I agree, but it's a good choice as well, Christine.
Yeah. she don't like me, 'cause I play in a rock and roll band. And I know your daddy don't dig me, but he never did understand. Your papa wore the fool, you're like a roll. I'm coming to lend a hand. I'm coming to liberate you, confiscate you. I want to be your man. Someday we'll look back on this, and it will all be funny.
Too far. think I'd learned that it's who you look like, not who you are.
You gotta keep that in mind.
Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie.
From Running on Empty, and recorded, in fact, on September 1st, 1977. That's Jackson Browne and Rosie. Before that, for Christine of Hewitt, a hard choice but a good one, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band with Rosalita. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York.
I just sort of set my mind to thinking, well, there's another 5 days ahead, and I look forward to what's coming on the next weekend. And usually if there's something big to be done at work, it's sort of get my mind setting to prepare for what has to be done during the week.
Nothing matters but the weekend. From a Tuesday point of view.
What are you planning to do on Labor Day?
Well, I'll probably commit myself to a family reunion. Really just pulling together members of the immediate family that have been scattered over time, and generally just getting back in contact with one another and describing what we've been doing, what we plan to do, etc. It's going to probably be about a 3-day affair where we'll all get together at this one house, stay, have picnics, travel, fish, do general things.
I guess if anything, I would just go in later on a Monday morning. That would be the only thing, just to avoid everybody's en masse rush, which I'm used to by Tuesday, or taking a different route to work.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Monday morning, Friday's far away. Try you make it. It's a magic day.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early.
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
When you wake up in the morning with your head on fire and your eyes too bloody to see, gonna cry in your coffee, but don't come bitching to me.
Yeah, I make things easier for myself while I'm at work. I think of that I'm outside all the time, or I think about that I'm getting a lot of exercise.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me.
Coming Tuesday, I feel better. I've got Friday on my mind.
Well, if it's really bad, I don't go. I have gone to the beach on occasion and call in sick.
Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Well, I was born on a Sunday. Well, Thursday, I had me a job.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
Huh?
I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together. And I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's Friday
getting ready for the weekend.
It's been a wild kind of weekend. Now Monday morning's hanging heavy on me, and I've been waiting such a long time. Saturday,
this is Saturday.
I'm feeling right.
Monday through Friday, nothing goes my way, just working, staying alive.
Here comes the weekend. My working week's so tough, I think I've had enough until the weekend. Here comes the weekend. Here comes the weekend. Here comes the weekend. Here comes the weekend.
Summer's almost gone. Summer's almost gone. Almost gone. Yeah, it's almost gone. Where will we be when the summer's gone?
From
ago. Cross the bridge where broken branches meet. As the endless lines lunge at your feet. And they've taken another form. Just like the calm before the storm.
To goodness request for that one from 1974 by The Phantom, Calm Before the Storm. And what a storm of controversy that one stirred up at the time. Some of you may remember, obviously an amazing Jim Morrison sound alike on that one. And Dave Herman got involved in that controversy, I remember at the time, and went so far as to have a voice print done on the recording that we had by The Phantom, and of course it turned out not to match the voice print of the real Jim Morrison, but certainly an interesting asterisk and footnote to the whole Jim Morrison mania that rears its ugly head every so often, very prominently these days, as any walk past a newsstand will indicate. In any event, the real Doors before that, and Summer's Almost Gone, 11:21 this holiday weekend at 102.7 Radio in New York, WNEW-FM.
I'm cooking to smile. Makes me feel good.
So fresh.
Makes me feel nice.
Have a coke and a smile.
That's the way it should be. And I'd like to see the whole world smiling with me.
Coca-Cola adds life. Have a coke and a smile.
Coke and a smile.
Two of a kind.
Light up a field.
Shine it on me.
Turn on the sun.
Have a coke and a smile.
The way it should be, and I'd like to see the whole world smiling with me.
Coca-Cola adds life. Have a Coke and a smile.
Come to take our fight. We take the time before you buy to give you the help you need. To give you the help you need.
Places that sell stereo are always offering the lowest prices in the galaxy. But you never hear any place offering help. The help you need when you shop for stereo components. Well, Tech Hi-Fi offers you low prices, and we also offer you help. We believe in taking time to explain the differences between the leading brands, and we'll demonstrate all the equipment you want to hear. Tech Hi-Fi, the prices you want and the help you need.
Come to Tech Hi-Fi. We take the time before you buy to give you the help you need. We give you the help you need.
And this week, get a deluxe dual belt drive turntable for only $119 at Tech Hi-Fi, America's largest independent hi-fi specialist.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow.
All right, now that you've gotten us all over here, what's the celebration about?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you asked. There are those times in a man's life when he realizes the need to progress, to move onward, to new...
Oh, no, what? Does that mean what I think it means? Are you moving to another apartment again?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
And I knew I could count on your help. Now, I think the best place to start is probably the refrigerator. Which will be a lot easier to move after we... drink this Löwenbräu.
Good friends and special times deserve the taste of a truly great beer. Tonight, let it be Löwenbräu.
Here's to good friends. Let tonight be special with Löwenbräu.
Brewed in the USA by the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It's 11:25. Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York, and someone with a sense of humor, obviously, after hearing the Phantom just requested Dead Ringer by Meatloaf. We'll see if we can get to that a little bit later on. In case you didn't know, it is an all-request weekend at 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York, topped off with some of the best specials and live broadcasts as well. On Monday night at 11 p.m., be sure to catch Retro Rock with a rare recording of the Yardbirds featuring Jimmy Page. That is Labor Day night at 11 p.m. And tomorrow night at 9, Music and Conversation with Journey. And at 11, the Robert Klein Radio Hour with guests Walter Becker and Donald Fagen.
Tonight, blow out the hard wind.
Request from the soundtrack of the motion picture Heavy Metal, that is Donald Fagen and True Companion. Steely Dan before that with the title track from the Asia album, 22 minutes before 12 noon now, this Saturday, September 5th. Pete Fornitale at WNEW-FM in New York.